Hello and welcome to Stuff About Energy Production. This podcast is brought to you by Kimray, where we help energy producers solve their biggest control challenges. You can check out kimray.com for more helpful resources like this. My name is Curtis. I'm here with Jeff Port. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing good. Thanks
Jeff
for having me.
Jeff is still a product manager with Kimray. So
that is correct.
We're going to have him here talking about regulators. So you just made a video on this product. This is like the OG, essentially the original Kimray product, right?
Yeah, it's like Kimray's flagship product.
Mm-hmm.
People would call and say, I want a Kimray, and they were talking about this.
The back pressure regulator.
Back pressure
was
regulator.
It's been through some iterations since 1948.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, there's been a lot of things that have changed with it over time, but it's a... nature, and I think all the core elements of it are basically the same.
So basically, what does it do?
So when we're talking about a back pressure regulator specifically, it's holding back pressure. But I mean, obviously we have a couple of other types of regulators, and really the key function is that they're regulating a specific set point pressure.
There's also the pressure reducing regulator.
Yes, the pressure reducing regulator. Or the pressure differential regulator. Yep. So one is the back pressure is controlling set point upstream. Pressure reducing is controlling set point downstream. And the differential is essentially controlling the difference between upstream and downstream.
Very good. All right. So we're going to get into six things or six benefits of these pressure regulators that customers see. So the first one we list here is the integrated pilot.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. So obviously we sell pilots on their own or controllers of different types. And it's essentially the piece of equipment that's sending the signal that says what needs to happen. And so when we're talking about the pilot being integrated into this or to our regulator specifically, we're saying that that pilot piece is part of the valve itself. So you don't have to have a separate piece of equipment that gets attached to the valve. The valve and the controller are all in one.
When we talk about the little pilot plug, we spend a minute talking about the importance of that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because it's a very, very tiny little component. And, you know, people call it lots of different things. There's the barbell, the peanut, obviously we say the pilot plug. I've even heard people say the thing that looks like a piercing.
Yeah.
Which, fair point. But anyway, it is. It's really important. It's basically the heart of the regulator. So that tiny little component that moves very little essentially is what dictates how the signal is being controlled or transferred throughout the piece of equipment.
So very iconic piece here around Kimray. Now, have you heard the rumor that Garmin Kimmel, founder of Kimray, inventor of this pressure regulator, used to machine these all himself because he was so concerned about the quality of them?
Yes, he did. And funny story about that, actually. So our current director of product engineering was a summer intern at one point in time in the engineering group. And one of his first projects while he was an intern was to actually go observe and document Garmin's process for making those in his garage. And so it's kind of funny. And there is a whole lot of sentiment related to the pilot plug. Yeah. We love it around here.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Number two. So the first was integrated pilot. Second benefit of this design is zero emission options are available now.
Yeah, that's right. And we actually have had non-venting options for a while because it's always been our recommendation that if somebody had a regulator operating within a house or something like that, and I don't mean like somebody's home, but you know, the house is out on a well site, especially in colder climate areas, that they would use non-venting as opposed to letting all of the vented gas just get captured in that space. You'd get knocked out if you try and go in there. So we've had that for a while, and it is a great solution for people who are looking to go emissions-free in their operation. And then additionally, something we came out with more recently was the outside supply. And what that is essentially is it just allows you to operate the supply pressure with instrument air instead of natural gas. And so, yeah, both of those options are completely emissions free, which is a really big deal in the industry right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Hearing more and more about that every day. All right. Third benefit here is it's easy to repair and convert.
Yeah. A lot of our regulators, if you didn't know exactly what you were looking for, could easily be mistaken for one another because they pretty much look the same from the outside silhouette. And that actually translates to a piece of reality that in the fact they're pretty close to each other, pretty easily converted from one operation to another. So obviously with the emissions-free comment, I mean, all the time people are converting from a standard back pressure over to a back pressure non-vent or over to a back pressure outside supply right now. And you could also do the same thing for the specific type of operation. If you wanted to go from back pressure to pressure reducing, different producers have different types of maintenance schedules. And so I have talked to some producers before that actually pull their regulators out of line and send them through a full rework, refurb kind of maintenance program, and they replace them with new. So they almost have this continued cycle of products that are being used. And you could essentially, I mean, repurpose it to a different type of regulator function pretty easily with typically just a few components.
Very good. We got all those videos you just
mentioned. Yeah, I was going to say, we've got a wealth of knowledge and content on that.
That's right. So we'll link to those in the show notes. Number four, accurate control range.
Yeah. You know, one of the areas that I think people commonly may struggle with set point accuracy is in pressure reducing type of applications, especially with compressors where maybe you're having some pretty big swings. Mm-hmm. So the set point drift ratio would come into play. And we have a pressure reducing balanced regulator that's specifically designed for areas like that. So instead of having a 8-to-1 set point drift ratio, it's 100-to-1. And we also have some other pieces where we talk about that a little bit more in depth. But accuracy is extremely important if you're talking about pressure control in production equipment. And so that's something that we take very seriously too.
And we can go as low as 0.5 ounce, is that right? Up to 300 pounds?
We can, yeah. So we have some low pressure regulators and external pilots too, actually, that can operate anywhere from the 0.5 ounce up to 20 pound range. And then obviously our standard regulators, we can go from 10 PSI up to 300 PSI. So covers a pretty large gamut of applications.
Yeah. All right. Number five, it's sized for your flow needs. So we've got full and reduced port options.
Yeah, that's right. So another thing that we offer with our regulators, or you could consider a feature benefit, is that we have interchangeable, what we would consider or call the inner valve. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that's a combination of a removable seat and a ratio plug. Sometimes it's just one or the other. But essentially, you can change based on whatever your CV needs are, the flow in the actual well or application that you're using this in. That can be adjusted. So we have obviously run into scenarios before where somebody starts at a specific CV, you know, in the early stages of well production, and then over time that changes. And so acknowledging that need, having an option for somebody to change that if necessary, as well as, I mean, obviously our product support guys are really, really great at walking people through sizing if that's not something you're familiar with. We have a great online tool for that as well. But knowing that maybe a reduced port or reduced inner valve option is what's right for your application from the jump. So we have options there. It's not just the standard, you know, AAR or whatever somebody may be familiar with, the 2-inch back pressure, but we also have inner valve options that would hopefully best fit what the application needs as far as flow and CV is concerned.
And so is that another option, like a way we can convert existing product?
Yep. Okay. Yep. You can easily convert from one to the other.
Very good. All right. Sixth benefit of the pressure regulator design is material options that we offer.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, you know, honestly applies to, I would say, Kimray at large and the products that we offer, but regulators are no exception to that. I think that one of the things that helps set us apart is that we want to provide options that are right for the application and not just what's the highest volume or easiest for us to source. So we want to make sure that if somebody's dealing with something like H2S in their system, that they have the right material options to accompany that. So choosing things like stainless steel or, you know, whatever the elastomer specific to the chemicals they're coming in contact with, that they have the option to choose that. So we don't just have a couple of options. We have several in trying to make sure that our customers have what they need for the specific challenges that they're being faced with.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Okay, we're going to shift now to our stuff we like segment of the episode.
I'm ready.
So this is anything you like, Jeff, anything you have enjoyed that you would say, yeah, you should do this or you should experience this. Could be work-related, could be absolutely not work-related.
Yeah, you know, anybody that knows me knows that I love food, and anybody that knows me really well knows that I'm obsessed with chili oil.
Yeah.
I would always recommend that somebody who hasn't would get a good chili oil or chili crisp to try, and the answer is yes, it goes on anything, literally. There's a specific company that actually even advertises using their chili crisp with ice cream. I have yet to try that one, but I don't doubt that it's good because it's just an amazing product that everyone should have in their life.
Very good. All right, I'm going to recommend a book called Peace Like a River by a guy named Leif Inger. So it's really well written, set in the like 60s, and it's a kind of a family drama. The main character is a boy, he's probably 11 or 12. And he's got asthma, and that kind of plays an important role. But his oldest brother, Davey, I won't spoil it, but does something, breaks the law, and then is on the run. And so the mom's out of the picture, but he and his sister and dad go chasing Davey, essentially. And so it's kind of a chase across. They start in Minnesota, I think, end up in South Dakota. And Davey's like on horseback, and the law is also after him. And so... Anyway, it was really a fun read. I encourage you to pick that one up. Some Sounds interesting awesome. Spiritual elements as well. The dad's kind of a mystic. And so, anyway.
I'll have to add it to my list.
All right. We'll have links to that. Some chili crisp on Amazon.
All my favorite brands.
As well as several of the actual resources and videos that we mentioned in today's episode in the show notes. And we'll catch you next time on Stuff About Energy Production.